Blog Talk Radio.
The only way in and out of that village is by the river, Porcupine River, or in the wintertime they could do an ice road where they can go out, but that's very difficult. Or you could fly, and they were 3 hours of flight from any village. They were, I think there were 5 hours of flight from Whitehorse, 45 minutes flight from Inuvik and Iqaluit, which is right on the Arctic Ocean. And there was about 3 hours of flight to the Fort Yukon on the United States of America side. And they're just out there, and they're just a village out there. And they didn't have any other influence except what they had. And then when technology started coming, they built a radio station and got some albums from outside. And they actually had a pop rock and roll station there that played the same records over and over and over again. That was the summer I heard Michael Jackson's Thriller 18,000 times in one summer. It was a good summer. And thank God we have the ability to reach out and touch other people. Well, here we go. Got a new speaker for so you and Don can listen together. God bless you. Love you, Don. May God bless you and Mary, and may your lives be blessed together in Jesus' mighty name. In Jesus' mighty name. Here we go. Let's rise together. We'll make our Pledge of Allegiance. I got to outsmart Zoom for some reason. I guess that's all. Here we go. Rise together with me. We'll make our Pledge of Allegiance. Render your honor. I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. And now we'll have a moment of silence as we remember those who are missing in action, those who have paid the last full measure of devotion, those who in their body bear the scars of battle, spirit, their soul, and their body. This moment of silence is in honor of every family of the fallen who will stand somewhere today, in honor of their loved one's life lived and service rendered. This moment of silence will last for 21 seconds in honor of the 21 rifle volleys fired at the funeral of a fallen soldier. This moment of silence begins now. Join me in singing God Bless America. God bless America, land that I love. Stand beside her and guide her through the night with the light from above. From the mountain to the prairie, to the ocean, white with foam. God bless America, my home, sweet home. God bless America, my home, sweet. And now, join with me as we pray our opening prayer. Remember this about this prayer. This prayer will always have the same effect if your heart is always chastened after God and his presence. Pray it with me. Father, we pray this prayer and make this declaration as your children, the heirs of God, as the body of Christ filled with the fullness of God, as ministers of reconciliation, as ambassadors of the kingdom of heaven, by the power of the Holy Spirit, in Jesus' name. We, the community of faith, declare, thank you, Father, that you have filled us with your Holy Spirit. Flow, Holy Spirit, flow with your presence and power in our lives. We receive your guidance through this time of ministry that believers' lives will be changed forever, and that glory and honor may be brought to your kingdom through our influence today. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen and amen and amen. And now let's pick our theme of the year. As I pray throughout the fall of every year, the Holy Spirit begins to give me instruction about what our theme will be for the next year. And this is the theme for this year. Say it with me. 2022, I am rewarding you. I am coming quickly, and my reward is with me. You will see many answers that come to you quickly. I am the God of answers and the God of thee immediately. Speak the verses with me. And behold, I am coming quickly, and my reward is with me to give to everyone according to his work. Pause for a minute. How fast did you get born again? Immediately. How fast did you get filled with the Holy Spirit? Immediately. How quickly do you get healed? Immediately. I am the Alpha and the Omega. I am the beginning and the end. I am the first and the last. Blessed are those who do his commandments, that they may have the right to the tree of life and may enter through the gates into the city. And now, let's go to the May verse of the month. Where did it go? Here it is. God loves to reward his people, his family, openly. When we bless the needy, that your charitable deed in secret, and your Father who sees in secret will himself reward you openly. When praying to the Father, when you pray, go into your room, pray to your Father who is in the secret place, and your Father who sees in secret will reward you openly. In seasons of fasting, do not make an appearance to men to be fasting, but to your Father who is in the secret place. And your Father who sees in secret will reward you openly. As we often say, Why did our Father tell Holy Spirit to write these verses in the Word of God specifically? Let's find out the who, what, where, why, and when of God's will for our lives. And now, let's speak our verses of the month from the beginning of the year. January. I am your exceeding great reward. Genesis 15:1. After these things, the word of the Lord came to Abram in a vision, saying, "Do not be afraid, Abram. I am your shield, your exceeding great reward." February 2022. I am performing the exceedingly. Take your eyes off of just the naturally. Now unto him who is able to do exceedingly, abundantly, above all that you ask or think, according to the power that works in us. March 2022, our Father promises us a future, a hope, and a sure reward. Proverbs 24:14. Know that skillful and godly wisdom is so very good for your life and soul. If you find wisdom, then there will be a future and a reward. Your hope and expectation will not be cut off. April's verse of the month. There's great reward in walking in the word. Psalm 19:11. Moreover, by the word your servant is warned, and in keeping the word there is great reward. And now, the commanded blessing of unity. What's that mean, Pastor? That means that you and I, standing right here tonight, sitting right here tonight, have come together in unity, and there's a commanded blessing of God because of it. Around the world, 37 nations are in one way or another receiving from this ministry. Thank you for gathering together in unity. Here we go. Behold, how good and how pleasant it is for us, brethren, to dwell together in unity. It is the precious oil running down on the edge of Aaron's garments. It's like the dew of Hermon descending on the mountains of Zion. For there, the unity, the Lord commands the blessing, life forevermore. Well, let's go, Zoom. What are you doing? And now, we see our place in the body. I hope you love this chapter like I do. This chapter is the chapter that showed me it didn't matter where I came from. It didn't matter what my growing up was like, whether somebody liked me or disliked me. I had a place in God, and he was going to use me. Here we go. Speak it boldly in faith. I beseech you to walk worthy of the calling with which you were called, with all lowliness and gentleness, with long suffering, bearing with one another in love, endeavoring to keep the unity of the Holy Spirit in the bond of peace. Well, let's go, Zoom, work. Right now, there is one body and one spirit, just as we were called in one hope of our calling, one Lord, one faith, one baptism, one God and Father of all, who is above all, and through all, and in us all. But to each one of us, grace has been given according to the measure of Christ's gift that he put in you and me. Now, here's the cool thing about this. All of us are called. All of us have a supply. I can tell tonight everybody's got their supply and they're holding on, and you're in faith, you're speaking, and this supply is making a ministry that is blessing people all the way around the world. Zoom work. And then Jesus gave gifts to us when he went to heaven. Jesus himself gave gifts, some to the apostles. Bless them, Jesus. Some prophets. Bless them, Jesus. Some evangelists. Bless them, Jesus. Some pastors. Bless them, Jesus. And some teachers. Bless them. For the equipping of the saints. For the work of the ministry. For the edifying of the body of Christ. Until we all come to the unity of the faith and of the knowledge of the Son of God, to a perfect man, to the measure of the stature of the fullness of Christ, that we may be filled with all the fullness of God. Now, I want everybody just to point across the internet at somebody. If you got somebody in the room with you, point at them and just say, that you may be filled with all the fullness of God. That you may be filled with all the fullness of God. That's why he gave us the fivefold ministry. Here we go. So that we will no longer be children, tossed to and fro, carried about with every wind of doctrine. Say it. I'm growing up by the trickery of men and the cunning craftiness of deceitful plotting, but speaking the truth in love, may grow up in all things into him who is the head, Christ, from whom the whole body, joined and knit together by what every joint supplies, according to the effective working by which every part does its share, causes growth of the body for the edifying of itself in love. I bring my gift and my supply to this body of believers today. Use me to be a blessing to others in Jesus' mighty name. In Jesus' mighty name we pray. Amen and amen and amen and amen. And now we speak revival in the executive branch. Revival in the judicial branch. Revival in the legislative branch. Father, in the name of Jesus, the blood of every patriot cries out today, declaring, God bless America. May God bless America. We declare today, united we stand. We hold these truths to be self-evident, that all men are created equal and are endowed by their Creator with certain unalienable rights, And among these are life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. In Jesus' mighty name. And now our patriot prayer of dedication. Father, help us, the living, to be dedicated to the unfinished work which these fought for and so nobly advanced. Help us be dedicated. Help me be dedicated to the great task that remains before me, that from these honored fallen, we take increased devotion to the cause for which they gave that last full measure of devotion. Speak it boldly. We highly resolve that these shall not have fallen in vain. We declare this nation under God is experiencing a new birth of freedom right here, right now, today. We declare this government of the people, by the people, for the people shall not perish from this earth. Long will our land be bright with freedom's holy light. Protect us, Lord, by thy great might. Great God, our King, forgive us of our sin, Lord, and heal our land. In Jesus' mighty name we pray. Amen and amen. And now, all across America and around the world, we have church on Wednesday night. And so right now, we're going to name the 1040 window. We've already named the nations that we can see are streaming with us. But Father, right now, we, the community of faith, hook into that international network of prayer and faith, and we add our prayer of faith that our brothers and sisters around the world are unhindered in their time of worshiping you tonight. In Jesus' mighty name, we pray over the body of Christ around the world and Australia, Afghanistan, Albania, Algeria, Azerbaijan, Bahrain, Bangladesh, Benin, Bhutan, Brunei, Burkina Faso, Cambodia, Chad, China, Djibouti, Eritrea, Ethiopia, Gambia, Guinea-Bissau, Hong Kong, India, Indonesia, Iran, Iraq, Israel, Japan, Jordan, Kazakhstan, North Korea, Kuwait, Kyrgyzstan, Laos, Lebanon, Libya. I just noticed North Korea is not in alphabetical order. Macau, Malaysia, Maldives, Mali, Mauritania, Mongolia, Morocco, Myanmar, Burma, Nepal, Niger, Nigeria, Oman, Pakistan, Qatar, Saudi Arabia, Senegal, Somalia, Sri Lanka, Sudan, Syria, Taiwan, Tajikistan, Thailand, Tunisia, Turkey, Turkmenistan, United Arab Emirates, Uzbekistan, Vietnam, West Bank, Gaza, Western Sahara, and Yemen. In the mighty name of Jesus, we, the body of Christ, stand in the gap and make up the heads for each of these nations. In the mighty name of Jesus, we declare the blessing of the Lord in their services right now, wherever they're at, whatever goes on, whenever they have their church service. Everybody just lift your hands and say, God bless our brothers and sisters around the world, wherever they may be. May the anointing of the Holy Spirit fall in their nations around the world. May the blessing of the Lord that makes rich and adds no sorrow with it, abundantly blessed in every area, be with them now in Jesus' mighty name. In Jesus' mighty name. Let's make this declaration over the body of Christ around the world. Because there's a lot of them that are timid and are afraid. You and I say this. And we, Father, we send this out as a prayer and a declaration. Angels, grab this declaration, this word, and run through the eternities. We take our places as the Lord's house, established in the top of every mountain of influence. And we now repossess every nation and kingdom, every land and all wealth to the uttermost parts of the earth for the glory of God. And it shall come to pass in the last days that the mountain of the Lord's house shall be established in the top of the mountains and shall be exalted above the hills, and all nations shall flow unto it. In Jesus' name, thy kingdom has already come. Thy will be done in earth as it is in heaven. Establish the culture of the kingdom of God and drive out every enemy and adversary opposing God's people. May the Lord execute vengeance against every wicked agent of the enemy who dares to attack the righteous. In the name of Jesus, we are reclaiming all ground for the Lord. We are advancing in full force, clothed in the armor of God. We have on the helmet of salvation. Say it, I'm saved. The breastplate of righteousness. Say it, I receive your righteousness. Our loins are girded with the truth. When you know the truth, it sets you free. Our feet are shod with the preparation of the gospel of peace. Number six, we take the shield of faith and quench all the fiery darts of the wicked, and we wield the sword of the Spirit, which is the word of God. In the name of Jesus, we bind and cast under our feet all spirits of deception sent to nullify our faith and or our kingdom impact in this earth. Because we are alive under God, under Christ, we bind and cast away all hindering spirits sent to tempt us, oppose us, and provoke us in any way, sent to cause us to toil. In the name of Jesus, we bind, resist, and cast away all spirits sent to bring disasters and sent to disturb our peace. We are alive unto God, which makes us dead to sin. By God's promises, we become partakers of his divine nature, having escaped the corruption that is in this world. We enforce the victory of Jesus Christ and his blood over all enemies and declare, you are a defeated and spoiled foe. We plead the blood of Jesus over us and our community of faith. In Jesus' mighty name, in Jesus' mighty name we pray. In Jesus' mighty name. Well, let's see. There it goes. In Jesus' mighty name. Thank you for your faith and speaking it boldly with us. In Jesus' mighty name. Hello to you, Brother Don. Sister Francetta and Brother Michael are with us tonight. Good to have you guys with us. We call you blessed. We call the move smoothly. And the blessing of the Lord that makes rich and adds no sorrow with it to be with you guys every single day. And may you grow and develop. And the blessing of the Lord be there in your lives in the mighty name of Jesus. In the mighty name of Jesus. In the mighty name of Jesus. So, welcome, welcome, welcome. We got a good group of folks here tonight. I hope you enjoyed last night's teaching with Brother George and Sister Gloria. I added the link to the Community of Faith Facebook page so that you can go right there and click right on that YouTube video and study it yourself again. I encourage you to do so because it's a powerful teaching of how when God gives us a picture of what is ours, we're going to have a serious level of faith to get it done. And that serious level is already in you. It's just now got to be brought to life. And that's what we're going to be talking about tonight. Crush the enemy of fear, theoriority, and doubt. That's our title tonight. The gospel is not veiled. It is not veiled. And thank you for being here with us. Now, let me give you a quick testimony. We've been asking you to pray for Sister Leanne and I. We've been working hard doing DoorDash, and it seems to be really good in our community and getting some bills caught up. And the trip to Michigan was a good trip, great trip, but we got to do some catching up here. So we've been doing that. But here's a cool testimony. It's been costing us about $50 a day in fuel. And we just keep speaking to the fuel. Engine run well, fuel burn slow. And Monday and Tuesday, we burnt half of what we would normally burn. Thank you for your prayers. That is a testimony you can hold on to if you prayed for it, because we've been praying it. Matter of fact, I encourage every one of you to pray it. While you drive down the road, you point at that gas gauge and you say, fuel, you will stay in my tank. Engine, run good. My car gets 100 miles to the gallon. You might like, yeah, but Pastor, everybody's got to buy fuel. Well, I don't know. I just soon not have to buy but once a week. God help Brother Terry Mize drive all the way across Mexico on just water. Say it with me. I want my car to burn half as much fuel. You'd be able to get twice as much done for half the cost. I want to have more than enough money to pull up to any pump anytime, fill it up, never think about it. But there ain't nothing wrong with saying, engine run well. Amen. I know these pastors and ministry leaders that are flying their personal jets, That's $15 a gallon. $15 a gallon that they're burning to make them jets go. And so I think every one of us ought to be saying, food in my cupboard, multiply. That's what happened with the widow. When Elijah showed up, the barrel of meal did not run dry. Cruise of oil did not fail. So thank you for your prayers. I encourage you to just keep standing, keep standing, keep speaking. No matter what, you keep speaking the word of God. It's going to be a blessing to you. Thank you for your prayers. Thank you for believing in the community of faith. Now, remember, I know we're getting started in Springs. That's probably with a pastor's discount, too. Yeah. I don't know of any place that gives you a pastor's discount at all. At all. If you know where they are, make sure you tell us. I would receive it because that means that person's sowing a seed. This is just the fact that driving the same number of miles, doing the same amount of work, only took half the fuel. And I encourage you to say that over your electricity in your house. Why pay an enormous light bill when you can just ask God to make... That's an interesting testimony, Lord. Ha. Well, let's open up our Bibles. And I'm going to tell you that testimony in just a minute. Here we go. Who knows where we're going? Somebody shout, I love the word.
I love the word.
Amen, Brother Roger. Amen, amen, amen.
The great amen.
The great amen. Let's go. Second Corinthians chapter 4, but I don't know if I got the right verses. Second Corinthians chapter 4. Let me look here. Second Corinthians chapter 4. Yeah. Second Corinthians chapter 4. 1 through 15. Actually, it's the whole chapter, 1 through 18. 2 Corinthians 4, 1 through 18. Somebody help us out here with some verses. Whoops. You better get YouTube rolling. Can't forget our YouTubers. Brother Michael. I know I asked you about helping me edit. I've not been saying anything more about that till you got yourself moved there, but that is still there, and I still need your help, brother. I honestly do. And any of you who would be like, Pastor, I want to do something around here. I got a lot of stuff to do. And the majority of it is listening to the videos. Now, I was asking you to put in some timestamps, and that's okay. If you're willing to do that, please still do it, because every one of them that we get timestamps in makes it that much easier when somebody else comes to study it, to see that there's a timestamp there. People click on it, and they're like, wow, that is a good point. I am going to listen to this message. Now, but there's another process that the Holy Spirit has been showing me, and that is just to listen to the message and take a couple very specific notes in it, and then if you want to write a timestamp down as you go through it, you can do that. But so we can take everything we have and make it very effective. Some of you don't, you're not people that get out and go around all over the place. You might be in your house, in your backyard. Others of you, you're out moving and going. And I understand you don't have as much time to do that now that it's summertime. That's fine. I just want everybody to know, if you got some time and you're willing to be a blessing that way, then I can use your help by just listening to the messages. And because we've got something to cover every subject of going to God. We get into a form where we can bring a new person to it, and a very focused set of videos that'll take them from zero to wide open in the faith of God in the matter of about 6 or 8 videos that they can just keep studying and be like, wow, God, Jesus, glory be to God, I got the revelation I need right now. And it's already here. And I want to get it down in bite-sized pieces so that no matter who you bring to the program, their life will be blessed when they come here in Jesus' mighty name. In Jesus' mighty name. Here you go. Hold your Bible up. Let's make our confession. This is my Bible. I believe what God's word says. I am what Jesus says I am, because he is the great I am. The Holy Spirit of God, my resident teacher, is making his word come alive in my life tonight. I receive the word of God and plant him as a seed in the good soil of my heart, producing 100-fold return in my spirit, soul, and body. In Jesus' name, amen, and amen, and amen, and amen. Now, let me get my screens all set up here. Here we go. Crush the enemy of fear, inferiority, doubt. The gospel is not veiled. Here we go. Verse 1. Therefore. What do you do when you see a therefore? You find out what it's there for. All right? And in chapter 3, Paul's telling you and me that we are his epistle, read of all men. You're an epistle. Not only is this an epistle, but you are. Are you a good example of an epistle, the epistle of Almighty God, in Jesus' name? Verse chapter 4. Therefore, since we have this ministry, we have received mercy. We do not lose heart. Have you ever noticed that when you're standing in faith, it seems that you get attacked to cause you to lose heart or give up or think you're not good enough? What is that? That's a fiery dart from the enemy that is trying to come to make you lose heart and let go of the word. Verse number 2. But we have renounced the hidden things of shame, not walking in craftiness, handling the word of God deceitfully, but by a manifestation of the truth, commending ourselves to man's conscience in the sight of God. If our gospel is veiled, it is veiled to those who are perishing. The word of God is not veiled to you and me. The enemy may want you to say, I don't get it. I don't understand it. I'll never get what this is all about. It works for them, but not for me. Have you ever heard yourself making those statements? Wait, let me say it differently. When was the last time you heard those statements come to your spirit? But see, the majority of those times, that's a fiery dart of the enemy. And he's shooting them arrows at you. Why? Because he can see faith is growing in your heart. He can see the word is taking effect, taking root, and beginning to produce a harvest. And he's going to just shoot the fiery darts harder and harder. And that's what the value of last night's message was. I needed it myself yesterday. I needed to hear it myself. And that is this. Grab a hold of the word of God. I liked how Pastor George did that. And just hold on to it like a bulldog and not let go for any reason. Our gospel is not veiled to your understanding and mine. You and I are the ones that Jesus said, to you it has been given to know the mysteries of the kingdom of God. Want to say it with me? Well, then I receive it. I receive it out of Roger.
We receive it.
Amen. Verse 3, even if our gospel is veiled, it is veiled to those who are perishing, whose minds the God of this age has blinded, who do not believe, lest the light of the gospel of the glory of Christ, who is the image of God, should shine on them. That enemy wants you so caught up in the ways of this world and in the things of this world and the music of this world and the thought processes of this world that you can't see the gospel. Verse 5, we do not preach ourselves, but we preach Christ Jesus, the Lord, and ourselves, your bondservants, for Jesus' sake. For it is the God who commanded light to shine out of darkness, who has shone in our hearts to give the light of the knowledge of the glory of God in the face of Jesus. Remember Moses when he came down the mountain and his face was lit up because he'd been in the glory of God? Well, what in the world? Don't do that. All right. Well, Jesus is the image of the only begotten. He is God and he is the image of God. And his face is shining like Moses is. And are you ready? He's the head and you're the body. There's no way he's going to veil it and keep it from you. He wants you to get in, dig deep, study hard, and get this word implanted down inside your life. I love it. I'm glad we're a part of it. I'm like you. I receive it in Jesus' mighty name. Verse 7, we have this treasure in earthen vessels, that the excellence of the power may be of God and not of us. We may be hard-pressed on every side, yet we're not crushed. We are perplexed, but not in despair. Persecuted, but he didn't forsake us. Struck down, but not destroyed. Always carrying about in the body the dying of the Lord Jesus, that the life of Jesus also may be manifested in our body. For we who live are always delivered to death for Jesus' sake, that the life of Jesus also may be manifested into our mortal flesh. God has chosen to put his temple in mortal flesh because he wants to have the excellency of the power to be of him and not of us. Say it. Thank God for my flesh. Some of you are probably needing to deal with that flesh of yours. Some of your flesh might be going wider and wider and wider. But here's the reality. We've all been there. Every single one of us have been there. And the reality is, this body must obey you, the Spirit, and you have all the authority over it. You, the Spirit, wake up in the morning and tell your body to get out of bed. Tell it to get up and get moving. Tell it to get down and give you 10 push-ups. If you can't do 10, start with one. Tell your body to get itself in order and teach it that it's got to listen to you so that God's great, wonderful, awesome presence can be seen in and on and around and through you because of the glory of God. Now, we've had a couple days of fasting this month. I need a couple more days of fasting. I don't know about you. But I really want to see us start to fast on purpose together as a corporate body on the first day of each week. But that first day is going to be Monday. All right? So it's not the first day, but that's the day that I'd like to see us do it. Haven't been able to walk straight today. Well, don't stray into the paths of unrighteousness, Rebecca. Be strong in the Lord. Father, in Jesus' name, we declare over our sister's body the same Spirit that raised you, Jesus, from the dead is living inside her mortal body and giving her life from the inside out. I declare that revelation rings all the way through her body, and the life of God fills her now in the mighty name of Jesus. In the mighty name of Jesus, we pray this. In the mighty name of Jesus. Father, you do the chiropractic adjustment on every one of us here. Everybody do it. Stretch to the right. Stretch to the left. Just make your declaration. I receive the Holy Ghost chiropractic adjustment in my body right now. Say it with me. Bones get in order. Bones line up like you're supposed to. In the mighty name of Jesus. In the mighty name of Jesus. Get back to the reading. Verse 13. Since we have the same spirit of faith, according to what is written, I believed and therefore I spoke. We also believe and therefore we speak. What's Paul saying? When you truly believe, you're willing to speak to that mountain. Now, you might say, Pastor, I don't seem to have the faith that you do. Well, there's only one difference between you and me and Brother Copeland. Seems to be one of the faith giants of our day. And that's how much we have put the Word of God in our life. He's been preaching the same gospel for 60 years. He's been believing the same gospel for probably 70 years. I don't know, 65 years, whatever it is. Speaking it night and day, night and day, night and day. And it's the only difference between you and me and him. Faith comes by hearing, and hearing by the word of the Lord. If you want more faith, get your mouth speaking. We're going to see that in Jesus' teaching in just a minute. I believed, and therefore I speak, knowing that he who raised up the Lord Jesus will also raise us up with Jesus and will present us with you. For all things are for your sake, that grace, having spread through the many, may cause thanksgiving to abound to the glory of God. Verse 16, therefore we do not lose heart. He said that right over here in verse 1. Even though our outward man is perishing, yet the inward man is being renewed day by day. Well, when you renew the inward man, the outward man's got to be renewed too. Since you are standing in faith inside, the outside man has now got to get in order with the inside man, because the inside man's the one that's in charge. I know many times people have said, well, Pastor, I started gaining weight and I just can't seem to stop it. Well, God can help you with that. He truly can. And what we find is that when we really get in there and get serious with God, he'll help us get that. That's as serious of an issue to some people as smoking and drinking is. Because so much changes about your life when you lose weight. I can tell you from my own personal experience, in the last 3 months of my life, so much of my life has changed since I lost all that weight. Literally, I don't know if I told you guys this or not, but I've been training to run with a bunch of crazy Marines. They got a 150-mile kind of marathon thing they do, and I've been training for it. And the other day, I actually went 12 miles. I actually did. There was a period about 6 months ago. Wait, it ain't 6 months ago. 8 months ago. I was probably going to have a hard time doing 1 mile. I guess I could always do 1 mile of walking, but why are you saying? I'm not your example. I'm just telling you right now that if this is a situation with you, you get serious with God. And you just tell him, I want to live long and strong. I want to be healthy, so I'll be here to make sure my kids make it all the way to the end. And he will help you. But you got to be willing to confront yourself, look yourself in the mirror and say, you're going to get it right now. And then no matter what, don't be condemned. Every one of us have set out to do a thing before, and then the trials of life, the cares of this world have come in and then tried to do its best to choke that word out so that you don't have that same level of faith in your heart. And that's all it is. If the enemy can shoot enough fiery darts at you to get you to drop the word, then when the word level goes down, the faith level goes down. You get your word level back up, and that faith level comes back up to where it was. And all you got to do is just get in there. And here's the thing. I've got enough verse lists out and around, and we've put them out in different things. It doesn't matter what part you're dealing with. I've already got a verse list for it. And if you let me know what it is, I'll get you some verses of scripture. And here's the thing. Say them every day. Declare them every day. Speak them boldly. What did Paul just say? I believe, therefore I speak it out loud. And I know, old religion says, well, yeah, but Pastor, I already heard that once. I need something new. No, the Christian life's not built on always having something new. The Christian life is built on what you have. Get it so deep inside of you that no matter what, when anyone gets near you, that is the first thing that comes off your lips, is the majestic word of God filled with faith. And And you'll always be standing in faith. You will always be standing in faith. There's going to be some times you're going to just have to look at life and say, hold it. Everything I've believed up to this point, thank you, God, but I'm going to that next level. I mean, Brother Copeland is 85 years old and doing 100 push-ups. 85 years old doing 100 push-ups. And a year ago went through the most strenuous pilot's training and retraining to get his license renewed at 85 years old, flying one of the fastest jets there is. He still flies. He's still just a pilot. He's got pilots, but he still loves to fly because that's pilot was who he has always been. What religion wants you to do is just kick it in neutral and just cruise at the end of your life. Why do that when you got kids and grandkids that need you? And they need you to live long and strong. Your kids need you out there. Your great-grandkids need you out there playing with them on the swing set and saying to all of their friends, I got the coolest grandma you ever saw in your life. Not only will she make you cookies and give you hugs, but she'll run around in the playground with you. Now, if you're not been doing that for a while, don't go out and tomorrow run 5 miles because the next day, you're going to be sore. But I encourage every one of you, get up, start moving, even if it's just walk to the end of the driveway and back. Walk down the block and back. Walk through your neighborhood and pray over every house on your street as you walk by. In the mighty name of Jesus, bless this community. Bless my neighborhood. Bless every house to be filled with faith-filled believers. And God, may they all come and be a part of what I'm doing in the mighty name of Jesus. In order to grow, you got to go. You can't grow sitting. You got to get up and get moving. He's 85 years old. He's a preacher. And he can do 100 push-ups. Now, I was up to about 100, but I'm not there now. That trip to Michigan, that was a heavy trip. But I will get back there because might as well be strong in your body. You might say, yeah, but Pastor, I'm just not in shape like you. When I started doing my push-ups this last time, I was doing about 6 or 7 at a time. Because I'm not going to let this body feel like it's not going to be able to move. Moses was 120 years old, and his eyesight hadn't dimmed, and strength had not failed. His natural strength had not gone away. God did it. Not because you're in the gym every day, but just because you're up and moving. And just say it. I am going to get up and get moving. There ain't no reason to just sit here and die. None. God gives strength to whoever wants it. Caleb was 80 years old when God said, hey, Caleb. And that gives you a good verse of scripture that you can hold on to in your life in Jesus' mighty name. Well, did I get this done? I didn't. Verse 16, I'm in 2 Corinthians 4:16. Therefore, do not lose heart, even though our outward man is perishing, yet the inward man is being renewed day by day. For our light affliction, which is but for a moment, is working for us a far more exceeding and eternal weight of glory. while we do not look at the things which are seen, but at the things which are not seen. For the things which are seen are temporary, but the things which are not seen are eternal. Does running after a three-year-old count? Yes, it does, Sunday, especially when they get out in the backyard. And then when they turn 7 or 8 and want a skateboard, and you got to get out there and ride the skateboard with them. Start doing the jumping jacks every day. Get your body up and get it moving. You, the spirit, are in control of this body. You can command it to be healthy in Jesus' mighty name. Amen. That's a good word about Christine. Started to walk to the mailbox every day. And then not only that, walk to the corner store every day and get up and get yourself moving. You got it. Everybody does. And right in the middle of it, you get up and get moving and say, God bless my life. And he's going to not only bless you, he's going to help you. Now, let's grab our next verse here. Go with me to Matthew. Matthew chapter 6, verses 25 through 34. Matthew 6, 25 through 34. Thank you, Rebecca, for helping with the verses. You guys can put the verses in. Matthew 6. 25 through 34. Thank you, Phyllis and Rebecca. Here we go. Whoops. Gotta get YouTube back where I can see it. YouTube is up. 25. Therefore, I say to you, do not worry about your life, what you will eat, what you will drink, about your body, what you'll put on. Is not life more than food and the body more than clothing? Look at the birds of the air. They neither sow nor reap or gather in barns. Yet your heavenly Father feeds them. Are you not of more value than they are? Which of you by worrying can add one cubit to his stature? So why do you worry about clothing? Consider the lilies of the field, how they grow. They neither toil nor spin. And yet I say to you that even Solomon in all of his glory was not arrayed like one of these. If God so clothes the grass of the field, which today is, and tomorrow is thrown into the oven, will he not much more clothe you, O you of little faith? Therefore, do not worry, saying, what shall we eat, or what shall we drink, or what shall we wear? For after all these things the Gentiles seek, for your heavenly Father knows you need all these things. But seek first the kingdom of God and his righteousness. All these things shall be added unto you. Therefore, don't worry about tomorrow, for tomorrow will worry about its own things. Sufficient for the day is its own trouble. Now watch this. Let's go to... Let me do this real quick. I'm going to share my screen so you can see my e-sword. Go over here to Matthew. And then we're going to go to Matthew chapter 6. And then We're going to go down here. And we're going to pull up this one verse right here, Matthew 6, 31, that says, therefore, do not worry, saying, what shall we eat, or what shall we drink, or what shall we wear? Now, what I want to do is look at that in the comparison and look at what it says. The King James up here says, therefore, take no thought, saying, how do you and I get a thought to get big in our heart except by saying it? Now, the reason I'm showing us this, wow, that doesn't show up at all, does it? Not very good. Well, all right. I thought it was a good idea. And I like to show you my e-sword so you can see how to do it. The King James says, take no thought, saying. And that's really what I wanted us to get to, is this thought. Don't be anxious by saying. The BBE says, don't be full of care by saying. Do not solicit this, therefore saying. That's weird. Don't be anxious. Don't ever worry and say. Don't ever worry by saying. Here's the ISV. Don't ever worry by saying. Okay? The Jubilee Bible says, take no thought by saying. All right? Now, why am I going to this? Because many people think that, let's see what the Amplified said. Therefore, do not worry and be anxious saying. All right, so that's what that one says too. All right, well, why did I show us this? For the purpose of the King James actually says, take no thought by saying. You and I, well, our hearts will be filled with whatever it is that you and I are saying. Now, one of the most important verses that you can get inside of your heart and your mind is, let the words of my mouth and the meditation of my heart be acceptable in thy sight, O Lord. Psalm 19:14. Psalm 19:14. Let's go there. Psalm 19:14. Now, tonight's statement is, crush the enemy of fear, inferiority, and doubt. The gospel is not veiled. Every single one of us have on the inside of us the power of God and the word of God, and it is up to you how much word you put in your life. Now listen, there's no value in doing Bible studies just to mark them on a list. Got that one done. Got that one done. Got that one done. Aren't you proud of me? I got 17 done. Well, there's no value in that. You can't take 17 and shake it at the devil and say, 17. He doesn't move from 17. You can shout a reference at him. You can shout Psalm 23. And you're just shouting a reference. You got to get the part of Psalm 23 that's your weapon. And now the enemy has to flee. So what's the purpose of my saying? Every single one of us, no matter how many highly educated, highly sophisticated studies we've ever done, the bottom line to everything is it working in my life? Can I take this word that I know in my heart and face that devil and drive it out. Because the only word the enemy has to obey is the word of God. You can yell, scream, holler, shake your fist, stomp your feet. You can do every bit of that humanness. But he doesn't have to obey your humanness. What he has to obey is the word of God, because that's not in time. That's not in the human realm. The word is in the supernatural realm, and that's where we beat that enemy. You can thought wrestle with the enemy every single day, and it's not going to do you any good. You'll just be tired at the end of the day. Psalm 19:14. Let the words of my mouth and the meditation of my heart be acceptable in your sight, O Lord, my strength and my redeemer. Let the words of my mouth. Now, most of us will fix our words because other people can hear them. But the part that's really got to get fixed is the meditation of my own heart. Have you ever felt, you ever found yourself driving down the road, pounding on the steering wheel, and then all of a sudden you realize you got a really good scrunched up look on your face, and then you do what a very good Christian does, and that is look yourself in the mirror and say, stop acting that way. Now, my mom would always say, if you keep scowling like that, your face is going to freeze like that. Well, I don't know that I've ever met anybody whose face froze like that, but it was a good word to get us to stop scowling. But listen, if you and I will cause our words that we speak to match this word that he spoke, then our meditations will change and they'll grow and they'll develop. See, David said, let the words of my mouth, let every word I speak, help me put a guard on my lips. Let the words of my mouth and the meditation of my heart be acceptable in thy sight, O Lord, my strength and my redeemer. Now, Job said, I will put a watch at my lips. I keep going to Psalm 36. What is it, 26 or Job 36, 26? Anyways, we'll find that verse and we'll be able to give it to you one of these days, and we'll do it every time. But look at what Paul said in 2 Corinthians 4. He said, I believe and therefore I speak. David said, let the words of my mouth and the meditation of my heart be acceptable in thy sight, O Lord, and you are my strength and you are my redeemer. Remember, David was Old Testament, Old Covenant. He still had to have the Day of Atonement every year or his life was going to be in a mess. And David wrote many, many psalms about how we should chase after God and seek after God and go after the things of God. So David was showing us on a daily basis how we should live our life. But you and I are the ones that's got to take this word that we get right here and then look in that mirror and say, you got to get your stuff together right now, today. And then create a verse list. Let's just use the scriptures about, I'm going to live long and I'm going to live strong. Well, get the verses of scriptures out that say it, and then live in those verses every single day. every day. That testimony of the lady right at the end of the video last night we were watching about Bulldog Faith, how she gave a testimony that when that horse threw her out in the pasture, immediately out of her innermost being began to flow the word of God that she had put in her life and 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 put in her life. And here she is. You can see she's not a young lady. She was right back out there riding her horse, healed in her body, sound in her body and in her mind. And as she laid there in the dirt saying, my blood pressure will be normal. My pulse will be normal. My sugar will be normal. What was she doing? She was speaking this word over her body, driving out every enemy force there is. What are you going to have to do? You're going to have to get you a verse list of verses that declare he has promised me long life. What's Psalm 91:16? With long life will he satisfy me and show me his salvation. Well, it's not a satisfying life if you can't move. There's nothing satisfying about that. So the Bible says with long life he'll satisfy me. What's that mean? Get that verse out and begin to speak it. And it goes down in here and then it begins to produce life in all your cells and tissues and joints. I was Kathy Marie Angaroni. Woo! Three cheers for Kathy. Hip, hip.
Hooray.
Hip, hip.
Hooray.
Hip, hip.
Hooray.
Good to see you, Kathy. I do the best to memorize all these fabulous scriptures, but I forget it so fast. I just managed to paraphrase it. Well, I declare that the memory of the upright is blessed. Somebody search that up in your Bible program. The memory of the upright is blessed. That's one of those verses that you just grab a hold of and you hang on to because you want your memory, you want your mind to be working. Proverbs 10:7. Proverbs 10:7. Proverbs chapter 10, verse 7. Oh, here we go. I'm going to add 6 to it. Proverbs 10, 6 and 7. Blessings are on the head of the righteous. Say it. Blessings on the head
of the righteous.
Violence covers the mouth of the wicked. You don't have to memorize that part. 7. The memory of the righteous is blessed. Blessings are on my head. And the memory of the upright is blessed. We just did Psalm 19:14. Let the words of my mouth and the meditation of my heart be acceptable in thy sight. Don't worry about me, whether it's right for me. Continually be asking God every day, are my meditations honoring you, Father? Don't worry about me. You ask him and begin to hear him in your inner man, in your inner being, because he'll say, why are you meditating in that? And then he'll say, why you got such an attitude about today? Well, maybe he won't say it to you, but he said that to me before. Why you got such an attitude today? I'm not sure. I got rid of it right now. Attitude is gone, sir, in Jesus' mighty name. Now, look at this. Let's pray for Sister Kathy. Kathy, we put our faith with you right now in the mighty name of Jesus. And this is what we say. The revelation of the same Spirit that raised Christ from the dead. And that Spirit is living in you right now, tonight. We declare that Spirit, that same, the Holy Spirit, obliterates by the power of God all of that bug that's trying. Don't give it authority like it's in there. That's trying to get its control on you. Fight it like the worst enemy trying to get in your house and just declare, by his stripes I am healed. The same Spirit that raised Jesus from the dead is in my body, giving life to my mortal body. Death can't come when the Spirit of God is giving you life. I remember the story Brother Terry Mize tells about the Mexican hoodlum that pulled the gun on him. And Brother Terry said, now, that wasn't the time for me to start trying to remember what the Bible said about the angels. He said, I had already been speaking regularly, daily. The angels of the Lord surround me, protect me, and keep me safe. No evil will befall me. And he kept saying, I don't know what you're going to do with those bullets if he pulls the trigger, but they're not going to come into my body. And the man pulled the trigger on him 5 times. Point blank, right in his chest. The gun fired, and he said, I don't know where the bullets went, but they didn't go inside of me. Now, I'll get that one of these days, and I'll play that message for you. Because he's talking about spiritual authority, it's a really good message that really helps us realize we have spiritual authority over our own bodies. Don't let that enemy in. In many of our lives, we were trained that that would be our personality and our identity, how weak we were, how sick we were, how whatever we were. But that ain't no identity. 3 John 2, I wish above all things that you prosper and be in health, even as your soul prospers. Let me say another statement here that the Holy Spirit's been talking to me about. Are you serious? It's 9 o'clock already? Wow.
I have no clock.
I have no clock. Well, I don't use the function with clock, but if I don't put a clock there, I don't know when to get started. I just cover it up. I don't worry about it when it's time to get stopped. But 3 John 2, I wish above all things, prosper and be in health, even as your soul prospers. So your soul's got to prosper in order for you to prosper physically and be in health. Now listen to this. You and I have got to begin to ask the Holy Spirit to show us every time we speak a word that goes against the word of God. I'll say it this way. In my family, my mom's, my grandma told you last night to take the clock down. Amen. I got to have the clock, so I start at the right time. Thank you, Kathy. My grandma had, she had to take insulin as a diabetic. And my uncle did, and other people have, but my dad never did. But my dad's dad had a heart attack by the time he was, who knows, he'd had 5 heart attacks before he went over to heaven. But this is what we end up saying. We end up making statements that say things like, well, you know, so-and-so had it and they had it and I'll probably have it. Well, you just nullified the word of God when you make that statement. Because God has to honor the words of your mouth and the meditation of your heart. That's why David said, Let the words of my heart, mouth, and the meditation of my heart be acceptable in your sight, O Lord. I need my words to be acceptable in your sight. And so my teaching tonight, my challenge to you tonight, my encouragement to you is to begin to ask the Father. Remember, you didn't get a religion. You didn't get a denomination. You were reconciled to the Father, who is not messed up. He's very solid. He's very stable. He's very, very systematic. It doesn't take much of this word to realize God is the same yesterday, today, and forever. Ask him to begin to reveal it to you every time you make statements that are binding you to sickness, disease, weakness, infirmity. There are people who literally, because of the words of their mouth, live every day with a spirit of infirmity. And I don't say that harshly. I say that to you to encourage you to begin to guard your lips so that you will not in any way, come up with weakness in your life in any way. This is one of those things that many people say it's a humorous thing with them. But see, the devil doesn't care what your humor is. If you're making a statement, then that means he can bring that statement to you, because this whole universe works off of words. God created it by the word of his power. You and I have dominion over it by the word of our, by the power of our word. And so in your own personal life, when we make statements, and I'll give you one of the statements that was made many times about the preacher's house. God will keep the preacher humble and the people will keep him poor. That destroyed a lot. That destroyed a lot of Christian pastor families, because that's exactly what happened. God wasn't trying to keep them humble. Just a good Christian will stay humble just by being a good Christian, being led by the Spirit. But the fact that the people will keep them poor became a mentality that the whole church began to function in. And those people literally became poor and caused, somebody did a survey a while back of pastors' wives. 87% of pastors' wives said they would never choose to be married to a pastor again because of the extreme pressure that's there. Well, all that is you got to get this in order with this. And then all of this comes in line with this. This is what Proverbs 10, we were just there, 6 and 7. The blessings are on the head of the righteous. But that doesn't just mean God blesses you by putting his blessing on you. It means you're blessed. The head of the righteous. Say it. My head, my brain is blessed. The memory of the upright is blessed. Stand on it every day. Anytime. Teach your mouth to say it anytime your brain hesitates to give you the next thought you need. The memory of the upright is blessed. And I'm blessed right now. Watch this. Where did that verse go? Let's go to Proverbs 10, verse 19. Let's go to 18. Whoever hides hatred has lying lips, and whoever spreads slander is a fool. My reservations in hell, that is not a joke. Wow, Kathy, that's not a joke. No, that's not something that should come out of the mouth of anybody that's a believer. Oh, I'm just teasing. The devil don't think you're teasing, and he's going to do everything in his power to make that statement come true in your life. Back here to 17. No, 18. 19. In the multitude of words, sin is not lacking. He who restrains his lips is wise. Some people are like, well, I'm just going to say whatever I want to say, and it don't matter, and if you don't like it, then you can just get over it. No, that's not the Bible. You've got to learn to restrain your lips, because pretty soon you're going to start saying something in front of somebody else, and then that's going to come back and attack you, and it'd been better just keep your mouth shut around them people. Well, Pastor, just everybody just loves God. Not everybody loves God. Not everybody is a blue ribbon sheep. Not everybody that gathers around a church building actually is even someone that wants to know God. There's people that show up there for one purpose, and that's to make a mess because they're led there by the enemy. Restrain your lip. 10, the tongue of the righteous is choice silver. Of the righteous is choice silver, but not if you're using cursings out of it. Then you're not going to be righteous. The heart of the wicked is worth little. The lips of the righteous feed many, but fools die for the lack of wisdom. See, Solomon wrote, let the words of my mouth and the meditation of my heart be acceptable in thy sight, O Lord, my strength and my Redeemer. Now, I want you to think about this thought for a minute, and then we're going to have to be done, I guess. Seems like we just get going good. Think about Solomon sitting on the throne, ruling and judging. What did he see every day while he was sitting on that throne, ruling and judging? What did he see every day? He saw people whose lives were a mess. He saw people making bad decisions. He saw brothers and sisters talking against each other. He saw families destroyed. He saw businesses destroyed. He's the king. He's going to be ruling all this thing, on all these things. And that's where the book of Proverbs comes from, is he sat there on the throne watching what was in front of him going, man, that's just messed up. And then he would write a proverb about it. Can you imagine how many times he just sat there looking as if to say, if you could just hear what you're saying, if you could just hear yourself what you're saying, you would change your own words. I've told people before to, back in the day, to get a cassette player and a blank cassette and record themselves. Just tell them, turn it on and just leave it on and record yourself so you hear what you say and how you say it every day. Some of you be like, well, Pastor, I don't like myself because it sounds like my nose is plugged. Yeah, that's the way we all sound. That's the way it sounds to me too, but it's not. If you think that's how bad your voice sounds, that's what we all have to put up with every day, so don't worry about it. But see, the value of that is now you've just listened to yourself, and you have to now admit, you'd say, wow, I can't believe I just said that. But see, what it'll help you do is it will help you come to a point where you change the way you are operating and what you're saying. Because if you'll turn this audio on and just record yourself throughout the day, all of a sudden you'll look at yourself saying, South, we ain't talking that way another day, no matter what. We're just not doing it. We are going to change that right now. No, your voice doesn't sound awful, Kathy. We all kind of enjoy your voice. You have a very pleasant voice. I know. Until you turn it on yourself. And you know what's even more fun than just listening to yourself? Getting a video of yourself. That'll really change your life. Just set a video camera up in your house and just record it. Watch how you talk to your family members. And it's a whole new revelation of life. And all of a sudden, you'll be like, wait, I just said that. And I'm not too impressed with that. But then don't give yourself absolution. Then don't say, well, whatever. You just got to accept me the way I am. No. Make yourself a quality individual. Raise the level of who you are to a greater person. Let the power of the Holy Spirit on the inside of you take you to a new level in God. Let's grab our last couple verses here, because I know I got a couple more I want to give you. Mark chapter 11. I'm going to read these. Mark chapter 11. For all of you that are looking for some verses to put on in a confession, that's how you do it. Just put them right in there and speak them boldly every day. Mark 11, 26, 22 through 26. Mark 11, 22 through 26. Jesus answered and said to them, have faith in God, for assuredly I say to you, whoever says to the mountain, be removed and cast into the sea, and does not doubt in his heart, but believes that those things which he says will be done, he will have whatsoever he says. Therefore, I say to you, whatever things you ask when you pray to the Father, believe that you receive them and you will have them and you will have them. Go with me to 1 John chapter 5, verse number 14. Kathy, we don't believe you got one mean bone in your body, so not sure what that was all about. Why I'm being so nice to him. Matthew, 1 John chapter 5, verses 14 and 15. Now this is the confidence that we have in him, that if we ask anything according to his will, he hears us. And we know that if we know, and if we know that he hears us, whatever we ask, we know that we have the petition that we have asked of him. Matthew chapter 5. No. Matthew chapter 7, verses 7, 8, and 9. Ask, and it shall be given to you. Seek, and you shall find. Knock, and the door shall be opened unto you. Matthew chapter 7, verses 7 through 9. See, all of a sudden, we've got to get this Bible down to where we say, wait a minute, I am going to walk this out every day. Every day. Look at this. John 17, 22. 17:22. Thank you, Sister Phyllis. Thank you, Dan and Gwen. Appreciate your help tonight. John 17:22. And the glory which you gave me, Jesus, I have given them, that they may be one, just as we are one. John 17:22. And this is Jesus praying to the Father. And the glory which you gave me, I have given them, that they may be one, just as we are one. Luke 22:29-30. Luke 22:29-30. This is Jesus at the end of his ministry, and he's talking to the disciples. He answered and said to them, that's the wrong verses, and I bestow upon you a kingdom, just as my Father bestowed one upon me, that you may eat and drink at my table in my kingdom, and sit on thrones judging the 12 tribes of Israel. Jesus bestowed on us a kingdom, just as the Father bestowed one. Matthew 13:11-12. Matthew 13:11-12. Thank you for your help with the verses tonight. Appreciate it, guys. Matthew 13:11-12. He answered and said to them, this is Jesus to his disciples, it has been given to you to know the mysteries of the kingdom of heaven. To them, it has not been given. For whoever has revelation of the mystery, to him more will be given, and he will have an abundance. But whoever does not have, even what he has, will be taken away from him. Here's the revelation of it. This kingdom is not veiled to you and I as believers. It's veiled to the unbelievers. When a religious leader says, well, you just don't ever know what God's going to do, he's talking like an unbeliever. Because we have 66 books that tells us exactly how he's going to work. We don't have to wonder. This book tells us exactly how he's going to function. Now, what we got to do is say, wait a minute. I have a responsibility here to take my life and be a good steward of my life. Because I'm not getting in on anybody else's shirt tails. I'm getting in on my own work. Because Jesus said, I am coming quickly. And my reward is with me to give to everyone according to their work. You and me got to get busy so that we can give a good account of what he's given to you and I on this earth. In Jesus' mighty name. The cool thing is that Jesus never put any limitation on us. Well, we'll throw that in as the last verse. Is that the last verse? Ephesians chapter verse 20. Man is the one that teaches you there's a limit to God. Ephesians chapter 3, verse 20 and 21, our last verses. Amen. Hallelujah. I agree with you, Sunday. Hallelujah. Now unto him who is able to do exceedingly, abundantly, above all that we ask or think. I know some of you, it's really stretching some people who listen to me. I can tell every time I say it, it's really stretching some people. And you're like, why does he keep talking about God wanting to bless me? Because he's a good father that wants to bless his good children. Now, unto him, you could literally say, who is longing to do exceedingly, abundantly, above all that you can ask or think. But it's according to the power that's working in you. So you got to get some power working in you. And that means every time you see a mountain, tell that mountain to move. You tell it to move until it moves. You keep speaking to that mountain to move, and you watch God make it move. To him be glory in the church, by Christ Jesus, and ever. Amen. And amen. And amen. Crush the enemy of fear, inferiority, and doubt. Because all of that, fear and inferiority and doubt, those are just fiery darts sent by the enemy. That's all they are. You now have the DNA of God on the inside of you. And Jesus wants you to act just like him. Yep. Jesus wants you to act just like him. And, well, there's a 90-second lady. Welcome. We're glad to have you too, man. Let's pray. Matter of fact, make this declaration with me right now. Father, in the name of Jesus.
Father, in the name of Jesus.
I know I need you in my life.
I know I need you in my life.
And I submit my words to you every day.
I submit my words to you every day.
And I proclaim I am more than a conqueror.
I proclaim I am more than a conqueror.
Through Jesus Christ who loved me.
Through Jesus Christ who loved me.
Do the exceedingly abundantly above.
Do the exceedingly above.
In my life every day.
In my life every day.
Bless me as big as you want to bless me.
Bless me as big as you want to bless me.
I receive all of the health and strength that's mine.
I receive all the health and strength that is mine.
All of the wisdom of Almighty God.
All wisdom of Almighty God.
Show me how to be a diligent student of the word. Day of my life.
Every day of my life.
In Jesus' mighty name.
In Jesus' mighty name.
In Jesus' amen. Mighty name. Amen. And amen. And amen. You know, I was studying Andrew Womack message the other day. And I've noticed he doesn't wear glasses. And he's in his 70s. He might be 70, I don't know, somewhere right there. And he told the story about it. He said, you know, X number of years ago, whatever. So I began to see that my eyes weren't as clear and as strong as what they used to be. And he said, I just began to say every day, all day long, I have eyes that see and ears that hear. Moses was 120 years old and his eyesight hadn't dimmed and his strength hadn't failed. And he said, I don't know how long, but he said after just saying it for a period of time, he said, all of a sudden I just realized one day, you know what? I'm seeing more clearly. And now he has 20/20 vision and it doesn't go away. And he said, just make sure no matter what you start your effort in on to change with your faith, don't stop until it changes. Don't stop. I say it every day. I say it every day before I come on the program. I have eyes to see, ears to hear. Some nights I can sit here and see the words for quite a while. Other nights I can't. But it doesn't matter because I have 20/20 vision, perfect vision. I have eyes that see and ears that hear because of the power of God that's working in me from the inside out. I have perfect vision in Jesus' mighty name. You say it. I have perfect vision. I have eyes that see and ears that hear in Jesus' mighty name. Well, here we go. 1 Corinthians chapter 11. Well, isn't that something? Thank you, Father, for a wonderful wife. Thank you that every one of our bills are caught up and paid in full. And she's sitting in that chair helping us do this work in the mighty name of Jesus. Right now, I got to run and get my communion elements. I'll be right back. Sing, Rod. Roger, you were supposed to be singing while I was gone, brother.
Oh, sorry about that.
have to catch him on the flip side, right?
Yeah.
All right. Well, here we go. 1 Corinthians chapter 11, verse number 23. For I received from the Lord that which I also deliver to you, that the Lord Jesus, on the same night in which he was betrayed, took the bread. Make sure you take some, make sure you got your elements ready. And when he blessed it, he broke it and said, take, eat. This is my body, which is broken for you. Do this in remembrance of me. In the same manner, after supper, he also took the cup, saying, this cup is the new covenant in my blood. As often as you drink it in remembrance of me. Verse 26, for as often as you eat this bread and drink this cup, you proclaim the Lord's death until he comes. Verse 28. Let a man examine himself, and so let him eat of the bread and drink of the cup. Verse 31. For if we would judge ourselves, we would not be judged. 1 John chapter 4, verse 17 and 18. God's perfect love is manifest in this, that we may have boldness in the day of judgment. Why? Because as he is, so are we in this world. Perfect love cast out fear and the torment that goes with it, because there is no fear in love. In Jesus' mighty name. In Jesus' mighty name. Now, those of you that are new to us, this might be your first communion with us. This is what we have to say. Remember this. If you are a member of the body of Christ, and you have received Jesus as your Lord and Savior, then been reconciled to the Father, you're welcome to receive communion elements with us. Now, you might say, well, Pastor, this is my first time here. I'm loving everything you're saying, and I just need to know how to become one of you guys. Well, we're going to pray the prayer of salvation, And it's also the prayer of rededication. No matter where you are in your Christian life, this prayer will work for you. And so I encourage you tonight to take part in this, in the communion elements. We're going to pray the prayer of salvation. Everybody that's with us tonight, whether it's live or in the future, pray this prayer with us. And when we're finished, you will be right with God. I can say that with all the confidence in the world. You ready? Jesus. Brother Roger, are you there? Father, in the name of Jesus, I know I need you in my life every day. And according to John 3:16, when I believe in you, you give me everlasting life. And I will not perish. And I thank you for it. Jesus, I believe you are the Son of God. You said. And you rose again on the third day for me. Put your hands up. And just say, I receive you in my life right now, Jesus. All of your love, all of your mercy, all of your grace, all of your righteousness, filling every part of my life. I pray this in Jesus' mighty name. Fill me with your Holy Spirit so I live in power. Understand the word of God. Pray in my heavenly language and live a successful life as a believer every day. I pray this in Jesus' mighty name. Amen. 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 And amen. If that's the first time you prayed that prayer, I welcome you to the family of God, to the kingdom of God. Glad to have you with us. You might say, Pastor, I can tell something's going on the inside. Yeah, it's bigger than a feeling, although you might feel like a warm presence, hot oil. Some people feel joy. Some people, one person said they just felt like somebody dumped a bucket of hot water over them. What's going on is when you say, Jesus, fill me, Jesus is the author and the finisher of your faith. So he just fills every part of your being. Well, Jesus is the light of the world, and light just fills every part of you. All of his grace, mercy, love, and righteousness, you just ask him to bring it in and fill you with it, and he just did. Being born again isn't about how many sins you can confess. Being born again is receiving the work that he did. His blood shed, his redemption for you, and you living and walking in his righteousness. It's a free gift, and he just gave it to you. And now you get to live in it every single day. How amazing is that? You might say, wow, Pastor, I don't know anything about this. Well, the Father just adopted you into the family. You are now an heir of God and a joint heir with Jesus. And I'm going to tell you something. I got some teachings that will teach this to you. And it's important that you study it and study it and study them and study them. Listen to them 15, 20 times where you get the revelation of it down deep inside of your life so that you get this revelation. I have been made into a brand new creation, and I love what God is doing in my life. From this day forward, what must you do? Walk with him every day. Walk with him every day. He created this whole earth, put you in your mama's womb, helped you to live and become what you are in this day. And he will transform your life in every area if you just let him. In Jesus' mighty name. In Jesus' mighty name. My email address and website's there so that you can contact me honestly. You send me an email, you get in contact on the website. We will help you walk with God every day. We truly will. And we've got an excellent set of teachings. You can listen to them at your own speed, and they will cause you to increase and grow and develop in the things of God. In Jesus' name. Here we go. Let's receive our communion elements together now. Get you some grape juice and bread. Get you some bread and water if you don't have grape juice. I got me a cracker and some grape juice tonight. And let's receive this together in Jesus' mighty name. All you guys on Zoom are welcome to say it out loud with me with your mics on so everybody can hear the church, the body of Christ. Here we go. Father, in the name of Jesus, I bless and sanctify these elements for this time of communion with you, Lord. Jesus, you were wounded for my transgression. You were bruised for my iniquity. The chastisement for my peace is on you, Lord. And by your stripes, I am healed. In my spirit, in my soul, and in my body. In my mind, my will, and my emotion. Nothing missing. Nothing broken, every joint supplying. In my body, from your broken body, Jesus, in the body of Christ, and my community, and right here in this community of faith. I pray this in Jesus' mighty name. Amen and amen. Let's receive his broken body together. And now we lift up the cup of blessing, the blood of Jesus. Pray this with me. By the blood of Jesus, I have been redeemed. By the blood of Jesus, I have reconciliation with you, my Father. By the blood of Jesus, every sin has been placed in remission in my life. Old things have passed away, and all things have become new. By the blood of Jesus, I come boldly to the throne room of grace, where I find grace, mercy, and help for my assignment every day. By the blood of Jesus and the word of my testimony, I overcome. By the blood of Jesus, every plague has to pass over and cannot be on me or my family. My conscience is purged. My robes are made white, and I will always be the glorious church, without spot, wrinkle, or any other blemish, when you come for me in Jesus' mighty name. Amen and amen. Let's receive his bloodshed. Glory be to God. Father, we just pause right now and we worship you. We worship you, Lord. We worship you in the beauty of your holiness and who you are. We thank you and we praise you. And we give you all of the glory and the honor and the praise. Jesus, thank you. Thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you. In Jesus' mighty name. Let's sing Power in the Blood. Would you be free from your burden of sin? There's power in the blood. Power in the blood. Would you or evil a victory win? There's wonderful power in the blood. There is power, power, wonder working power in the blood of the Lamb. There is power. Power, wonder-working power in the precious blood of the Lamb. Amen and amen. And the power is in the word and in the blood and at the altar and in the power and the word and in the blood. Glory be to God. Forevermore. In Jesus' mighty name. In Jesus' mighty name. In Jesus' mighty name. Well, YouTube video will be available right after we get finished. So this message you can hear again. That's a good word. The gospel is not veiled to you and me. Let's discipline ourselves so that our mouths will not lead us away from the things of God, because the power of life and death in our tongue. And that, you know, I should have put that in there. I'm going to add that. Let's just add that. That is Proverbs 18:21. Death and life are in the power of the tongue, and those who love it will eat its fruit. Proverbs 18:21 matches what we were teaching tonight. You get your tongue in control, and then the rest of our life automatically is going to come together in Jesus' mighty name. In Jesus' mighty name. Well, there we go. That's all I got. It's not all we know, but it's all we're going to talk about tonight in Jesus' mighty name. Sister Rebecca, Sister Phyllis, Francetta, Michael, Kathy Angaroni, Brother Dave. I'm not sure everybody's here. Make sure you click like or love so we can see who you are. Thank you for being here. Thank you, Sister Phyllis, for putting all the verses in for us. We definitely appreciate that. And thank you guys for praying for us. Keep us in your prayers. Just keep speaking that same financial confession with us that declares every seed we have ever sown comes to pass tonight in our lives and manifests into a harvest. Every one of you that were here tonight, you have sown your life, your time, and your talent, your treasure, your faith, you brought a supply, and that supply has now earned you a hundredfold return in heaven to be used on earth before Jesus comes. So make sure you ask the Father tonight to manifest that hundredfold return for you in your life, in Jesus' mighty name. All right. Till we see you again, this is what we always say. Remember this. We love and God loves you, and Jesus is Lord. In Jesus' mighty name. In Jesus' mighty name. God bless you, Audrey. Good to see you tonight, ma'am. You've been quiet tonight, but that's all right. You don't have to talk.